This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour solar flare fiesta. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Des Moines to D.C., Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with a Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. How are we doing, everybody? My goodness, if you are in Atlanta, L.A., or the surrounding areas, this is an absolutely brutal morning. Such is the life and the death, the do or the die in October baseball. It makes kings and it makes paupers. And yesterday we saw that in dramatic fashion. Neither one of the losing teams can hold their head high. Both of the losing teams had their souls absolutely crushed and are embarrassed and humiliated today. And so we shall dig in. We've got CJ Nitkowski, veteran MLB pitcher, MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM, who will join us to discuss the gory details coming up here 1 hour from now. We've also got football on the table, 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth, and the greatest pitchman ever. We are looking forward to Stink's football breakdown, but more so his 2-minute rapid-fire promotion of all of his goods. You stick around for that, my friends. You will see a Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame pitch man that comes your way in 35 minutes from now. And Super Dave is back with your college football picks. He is 10-8 on the season. We have to go to Chavez Ravine. We have to go to Los Angeles. And we have to talk about Clayton Kershaw. We have to talk about Clayton Kershaw because Clayton Kershaw is a Hall of Famer. We have to talk about Clayton Kershaw because Clayton Kershaw is a 3-time Cy Young Award winner. We have to talk about Clayton Kershaw because he's an 8-time All-Star. And if you look through the record books, Kershaw owns most of the regular season records of modern baseball. It's shocking but true. Kershaw's been great, but no ring, and so people might sleep on how great his regular season numbers are. They're not great, they're historic. Clayton Kershaw's regular season numbers are historically untouchable, which is kind of impossible to believe. But his postseason, it's not like Clayton Kershaw only has a handful of postseason appearances. This is a guy that has 32 32 appearances in October in his career. 32! Guys, that's a pretty big sample size. Kershaw has a losing record, an ERA at nearly 4.5 for his postseason career. And last night, the worst moment of his October life. Last night, there will never be a lower moment for a better player than that. And there's part of me that really feels terrible for him. Looking at him in that dugout last night after what he gave up, not just the home runs, but the lead, perhaps the game, and perhaps the series, I couldn't help but feel bad because Kershaw's been a good guy with an unbelievable regular season resume. But my guess is he'd rather be Robert Ori than Clayton Kershaw. And that means you'd rather have average regular season career but unbelievable postseason moments and championships instead of vice versa, which is what Clayton Kershaw is. Walker Buehler was filthy last night. And he exited with a 3-1 lead. And the Dodgers at home, with the best record in all of baseball, would have hosted the World Series. Would have had a Game 7 at Dodger Stadium. In a winner-take-all Game number 5 against the plucky, cute, but not dominant Washington Nationals. 3-1 lead, Buehler exits. Kershaw gets out of a jam in the 7th. And Dave Roberts decides to go back to him in the 8th. 2 pitches. Game tied. They lose in extras. And this comes crushing and crashing down on Kershaw. Here's how it all unfolded last night if you went to bed early. And not only is Kershaw to blame, but so is his manager, who takes the most of it. It's where we begin. You're cold open.
Here's the pitch. He swings and belts one a deep right center field. Way back. Going. Going. And gone. Goodbye. Halfway up the pavilion. A tremendous game. Tying. Home run by Juan Soto. And Kershaw is done.
Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5.
I'm not going to hang my head. I'm going to be here. I'm going to continue to try to fight, continue to try to compete. I'm not going to shy away from it, continue to do it. Everything people say is true right now about the postseason. I understand that. Nothing I can do about it right now. It's a terrible feeling. It really is.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Charlie Slows on Nationals Radio. Howie Kendrick hits a grand slam in the 10th inning, and that's the difference. Nats win 7-3. Dodgers, after 106 wins, are going home. Kershaw deserves goat horns. Kershaw, let me just give you this number. Kershaw has a career ERA in the regular season and a career whip, the lowest among starters in the live ball era. We're talking about since the dead ball, Kershaw's regular season ERA and whip are the best in history. He has the second lowest mark in career hits allowed per 9 innings in Major League Baseball history. He's got 3 Cy Young Awards. He might be the best ever regular season pitcher in baseball history. And yet, last night defines him because career postseason numbers define him. And while he's great in the regular season, when he does have a Cooperstown plaque, you simply cannot ignore how disastrous and wretched he has been when it's mattered most in October. So he wears goat horns there. Two pitches, two home runs, absolutely crushed. That had to crush the vibe and the confidence, the momentum that the Dodgers had at that point in time. So Kershaw deserves plenty of blame here. But ultimately, even more blame goes to his manager, because Kershaw should not have come out for the eighth inning. Because Kershaw would not have come out for the eighth inning had Kershaw not been named Clayton Kershaw. You know Dave Roberts isn't going to a guy with his numbers of the regular season who wasn't part of the bullpen for that spot in those outs. There's no way. But Roberts relied on a guy that had a Hall of Fame plaque coming instead of the best guy for the job. Then, when he gives up the first home run, Kershaw's got to get out of there. You got to give him the hook. Roberts can't keep him in for another batter, to which Soto absolutely drilled it. Terrible move there. Then it's tied. We go to extras. And Roberts doesn't go to his closer, Kenley Jansen. He goes to Joe Kelly and allows Joe Kelly to get into all types of problems in the 10th. The 10th was an absolute disaster. Eaton walked. There was a ground rule double by Rendon. Eaton goes to third. They intentionally walk Juan Soto. The bases are loaded, and Joe Kelly's allowed all of the damage, and he's still in there to give up the grand slam. Even after the grand slam, Roberts doesn't give Joe Kelly the hook. He allows him to pitch to Zimmerman, who singles. Then Gomes singles. I mean, how much is too much? Kershaw giving up those two bombs ripped the heart out of the building. But his manager mismanaged every part of this game once they had the lead. And that is going to haunt this franchise, because they do so many things right. Their player development is ridiculous. They are a machine.
You are a machine of death.
And they do it without overspending for free agents, without the quick fix. This is homegrown, star-laden talent. And yet, their manager went out there and lit the kitchen on fire. And now they're going home after 106 wins. And this was supposed to be the year they get over the 1988 hump. They had not won a World Series since 88. They had gone to two straight World Series. This was going to be a third. They were finally going to close. And they lose like that? Like that? That is one of the worst nights in Los Angeles Dodgers history. Long off season. Here's your phone number. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. As I mentioned, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more car insurance. Rob's in Boise, Idaho, listening on 93.1 The Ticket, and he is a Dodgers fan, and he has got to be absolutely gutted this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, DA. Long time no talk to, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Crushed, absolutely. But this is three straight years that Dave Roberts, the man has no clue how to manage a pitching staff. Leaves the guy in too long, takes the guy out too early. My question is, why do you bring in Clayton Kershaw when you know he stunk in game two? If you're going to bring someone in that's a starter, why not Ryu? The guy's been lights out at Dodger Stadium. And in fact, he should have been the game two starter. Dave Roberts is getting me bald, D.A. The guy is an absolute bozo at managing pitchers, and it's killing us, Dodger fans. It's killing us.
I really don't think that Roberts goes to Clayton Kershaw unless his name is Clayton Kershaw. I think that is all about the reputation, maybe trying to be respectful to a Hall of Famer. Also, why are you bringing in starters at that point in time instead of having your bullpen guys who have done this in the past, high-leverage situations? I mean, knowing Clayton Kershaw's October past, it is such a dumb strategic move. But on top of that, the guy's not a bullpen guy. He's not a bullpen arm. So this idea that, oh, we'll just bring in the starting pitchers, they'll be able to get the outs more so than the bullpen guys. The bullpen guys have done this all season. That's their career. I'm with you. I think Dave Roberts is just, he looks like the biggest clown after the way that he managed last night with a 3-1 win, especially after Walker Buehler pitched like he did. Awful. Absolutely awful. All of it is so awful for the Dodgers. Again, your phone number is 855-212-4227. And don't look now. But my God, is everything setting up well for the pork store? I mean, this little piggy that's wearing Yankees hoodies all this month because suddenly he's watching games again.
That is so unfair. I watched almost every game this year.
This piggy is snorting. This piggy is oinking. This piggy is eating all of this slop and all of these old corn cobs and right out of that trough. They sweep through the Twins. They wait and watch their biggest contender in the American League, the Astros, get pushed to a game 5 tonight. And the only team in the National League that would have had home field advantage over the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers, were eliminated last night, meaning the Yankees are a Rays win tonight away from hosting the World Series automatically.
27 more outs till the parade, D.A. 27 more outs at a Rays pitching for a Yankee parade.
It's getting ugly out there, boys and girls. We could have a very oinky October. As you note, I have not talked a lot of Yankees baseball because I don't want to give the oinker any of that leash.
It's oinktober.
But it's certainly feeling like oinktober. Everything is coming up oink. When we come back here on the show, let's talk a little football. In Steeler land, things are coming apart of the seams. Is Mike Tomlin losing the locker room already this season? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
25 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And a little reminder, there are so many different ways you can listen to the DA Show. You can listen to us on our wonderful terrestrial affiliates all across the CBS Sports Radio network. On satellite radio by going to SiriusXM Channel 206. You can also check us out on your phone. That's radio.com. For not only the live show, but also podcasts of the show. You can listen on iTunes or other places podcasts are available. Stream us live at Apple Music also, or the CBS Sports app. And even cooler, you can watch us at watchda.com. Rob of the 321 tweets, the Nats came in with zero expectations, no pressure, same old Nationals. This team is dangerous, D.A. They have a shock-the-world mentality this postseason. The Dodgers are now the same old Dodgers in big moments yet again. Hashtag sad, but true. You're right, Rob. Look, it's not like the Cardinals are unbeatable. They looked that way yesterday. But the story of the 2019 Washington Nationals is incredible. They lose the best player in their franchise's history, at least since they moved to D.C. in Bryce Harper. They start the season 12 games under 500. Once again, it's a rudderless ship, and Dave Martinez is going to get canned. And somehow they catch fire second half of the season. Host the wild card game. get a comeback against the Brewers when, let's remember, the only thing we knew about October was Nationals choking, get a comeback to move on, and then beat the Dodgers at their own game in a Game 5 on the road in dramatic, epic comeback fashion. You're right, this Nationals team is dangerous, and maybe it's because there's no Bryce Harper that there's no expectation perhaps hanging over them, and they have ridiculous starting pitching. I mean, Scherzer and Strasburg, you'll go to battle any day in any series with those two guys. Also, Juan Soto is ridiculous. For 20 years old, my goodness. Football-wise, in Pittsburgh, sounds like this boat is taken on water. Because yesterday at practice, it was very chippy, very frisky. A lot of skirmishes, as they say. Which is good if everybody is on the same page that, hey, we need that juice, we need that energy. Unfortunately, that's not the way that it was. Ramon Foster is the longest tenured player on the Steelers and one of multiple offensive players who did not like how testy yesterday's practice was. Foster told The Athletic, "When I talk about it, it takes me to a dark place. I would rather not. There is such a thing as a training camp where you can hash all of that out, and there is such a thing of being a pro. I'm a believer of being a pro. Give all you want in camp. I don't care. It's camp. When the season starts, you become a pro to each other, to the team, to the community." Apparently, a practice squad guy, Marcus Allen, not that Marcus Allen, delivered a huge hit on James Conner, knocking the starting running back to the ground. This was the first Steelers padded practice in 2 weeks. Then, the next play, backup Cam Kelly hit Juju Smith-Schuster hard as well. And apparently, the defense was trying to get after the offense, probably taking out a lot of frustration. Cam Hayward on the defense was like, "We love this. If you're not getting the results you want, we want people ticked off. We're trying to win a game. That's all I care about right now. Emulate the actual game atmosphere." Offense is saying, "Yo, dude, relax." Defense is like, "Yo, dude, we're coming after you." And Mike Tomlin's in the middle of Washington rumors. Mason Rudolph's heart nearly got ripped out Temple of Doom style on Sunday. And the Steelers are taking on water here. And I think Mike Tomlin has been very good as a head coach at times in his career. Clearly, you can't be a bad head coach when you are winning a Super Bowl, going to another, and people will say, "Well, that was Bill Cowher's team." Still, you got to do it. And now we see how crazy Antonio Brown was. So to keep that under wraps is a pretty good job by Mike Tomlin as well. But this is where I worry that Mike Tomlin does not have the discipline, does not have the control over a locker room that is fraying. And if he's in the middle of these Washington rumors, perhaps he doesn't know what his future holds. And perhaps that's taking his eye off of the focus of what his job is right now. And perhaps he doesn't know what the best way to go about with this season is. And I just think that this thing could get real ugly in Pittsburgh. I mean, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell's gone. And somehow it's still a circus in Pittsburgh. It's still guys with friction. It's still guys that are at each other. And I know that losing takes its toll. And again, now you're down to perhaps your third string quarterback, which is just gruesome. But this is where I worry that Mike Tomlin is just not going to be able to hold it together and that this thing is going to get real sideways real quick, as though it isn't already in Pittsburgh. When we come back, we'll talk more NFL with Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ. And while Mark is great on football analysis, he's even better as a pitchman. And so you not only have to stick around for his football, but also let's see how many products he can pimp in this one read. He's a Hall of Famer in that regard. That is coming up here next, and more analysis of yesterday's NLDS Game 5s. The Dodgers choke, and if that's a choke, what do you call what the Braves did? We'll consider that amongst the all-time Atlanta choke jobs ever coming up this morning as well. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Little wet, little drippy, 24-7. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for being with us. Happy Thursday to you, everybody. You can stream us on your phone using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, Apple Music, or watch us at watchda.com. Our next guest is a three-time Super Bowl champion. He's also a member of the NFL on Fox. He'll be calling Niners and Rams coming up this weekend. Mark Schlereth joining us this morning on the show. Mark, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to catch up with you. And we were just talking about Mike Tomlin and whether he has control over the Steelers' locker room. They had a very feisty, skirmish-laden practice yesterday. Offense didn't like it. Defense liked it. When you've got a struggling team like the Steelers are, what do you think about skirmishes at practice middle of the season?
I think they're okay. Sometimes you need to have a little bit of a mix-up. And yeah, it shows that your frustration level is high, but it shows that you care to me. And you know, there's always those instances that, you know, if your team, if you do something as an offense or you do something as a defense that is considered, you know, beyond the correct kind of attitude out there, if you don't stand up for it, like I'll never forget, I was at the Broncos practice, the training camp practice. And Emmanuel Sanders got popped coming over the middle. This is back in their championship years, right after their championship years. And nobody on the offense did anything. And I'm watching it going, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe it. And I go, I told my radio partner, I go, the next day, I go, there's going to be a fight tomorrow. Regardless of what happens, you have to come out and you have to fight because you got to protect your guys. So, you know, the next day they came out, and sure enough, one guy got a little bit of a late hit, and the next thing you knew, it was the all-out brawl. Sometimes those are the things that have to happen to get your team inspired. But, you know, I think those things are okay because it shows that you care and it shows that you're dialed in. And to me, it shows that you want to compete.
You were part of the last great era in Washington. It's been 20 years of not great, bordering on awful. And so what's the biggest problem that has faced that organization over the last 20 years?
The owner. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, he's the one constant in that situation. I mean, go back to Mike Shanahan's staff of 2013. You know, they had Sean McVay on that staff. They had Kyle Shanahan on that staff. They had Matt LaFleur on that staff. I think Matt LaFleur is 4-1 right now. I think Sean McVay's 3-2, and Kyle Shanahan's 5-0 right now in the league.
Yep.
And you can't find a coach. You can't figure it out. My friend Jerome Bettis used to say all the time, if everywhere you go, it smells like crap, it just might be you. well, that might be the owner.
So nothing can change unless the owner changes.
Yeah, or unless the owner just essentially locks himself out of the facility and hires somebody, not only hires somebody, but gives that such authority. You know, there's a big difference between appointing somebody and empowering somebody. So hire somebody, empower that person to run the football operations, and then get the hell out of the way.
You know, Snyder absolutely loves the teams that you are on, obviously, loves the glory years of Washington. Is it awkward for you to blast the organization that I'm sure loves the teams that you were part of?
No, because I think that guy's, I mean, his track record speaks for itself. Like, if you love it, then get out of the way and quit acting like you know what it's about. Like, just because you have billions of dollars doesn't make you a football expert. You know, hire football experts. And you have money, and all of a sudden you think you can run things. You think you can, you know, you circumvent the coach's authority. You have a back staircase to your office for your favorite players, whatever. Appoint somebody, empower that person, and just understand, you know, you're good at making money however you made it, but you're not good at football. So get out of the way.
Mark Schlereth joins us this morning here on the show, three-time Super Bowl champion. And one of those guys you mentioned, Kyle Shanahan, looked great on Monday night, and that Niners team really has a lot of momentum right now. You'll have Niners and Rams coming up. When you watch the film of how they kind of dismantled Cleveland on Monday, what are you seeing in terms of the growth of that franchise and where they are compared to where they were in recent years?
Well, I mean, they knew going in there, and obviously I have a relationship with Kyle and John Lynch, who is the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. They knew going in they were a couple of years away from turning over that roster and getting the talent, the requisite talent, to be competitive. So they knew that that was going to be a process. And you know, they've adhered to that process. Defensively, they've got some great pass rushers now off the edge with Nick Bosa, and they went out and got Dee Ford. And so they've made the appropriate moves there to fortify that defense, and they're a much better defense than they've been in recent years. And then Kyle Shanahan is just so good at exposing a defense. They're getting you to chase formations and chase personnel as a defensive staff, and then hitting you with something that completely goes against what you're chasing. And so they do it through personnel groupings. They do it through, you know, their guys. I know that Kyle Juszczyk is injured. He hurt his MCL, and he's going to be out for four to 6 weeks. And he's one of the most versatile players in football. I think Kittle has become the best tight end, the best overall tight end in football. But they do it through play calling. They do it through setting up their offense, and like I said, through multiple personnel groupings, multiple formations and motions.
Who was in the wrong with the Richard Sherman, Baker Mayfield little dust up? Was it Baker for not fully shaking the hand, or was it Richard Sherman for blowing it out of proportion?
Well, it's probably Richard Sherman for blowing it out of proportion, but regardless whether he lied or whether it was blown out of proportion, the guy who's going to get the majority of the blowback is Baker Mayfield, because people just, you know, people have a certain amount of vitriol towards his attitude and just the way he carries himself. You know, this ultimate, you know, this ultimate, everybody's on my list. And, you know, and then all the talk, all the hype that was the Cleveland Browns and him coming out and saying, hey, the hype is real. I just think there's a lot of guys that play in the NFL. There's a lot of people in the media, myself included, that looks for them and goes, you know, I hope you get your, I hope you get yours, because you guys haven't accomplished anything, and you're talking like you're Super Bowl bound. Like, you know, let's win some games first. You still didn't even have, you weren't even a 500 team last year. So just because you fortified your roster with talent doesn't mean you're any good. And so I think there's a big target, on that franchise right now around the NFL, and everybody wants to knock them off. So they're going to get everybody's best shot, that's for sure.
Mark Schlereth joins us this morning on the show. You're the ultimate tailgate guy, so we had a bit of a debate the last couple of weeks of cooking tailgate-type foods. Would you prefer a Philly cheesesteak dip, or would you prefer a jalapeno popper wonton? That would be like the jalapeno popper in an open wonton that you would bake.
I would go with anything that has beef on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll give you the Philly. That's a vote for Philly cheesesteak dip. Okay. Now, you're the ultimate tailgater. We know this. Every time we talk to you, you've got all these great ideas for football and the fall and having a good old-fashioned tailgate. So what advice can you give our listeners for this weekend and the rest of the football season?
Well, you know, I'm a guy that wants to be at home. I mean, I'm always on the road. So when I get a chance to be at home and watch the game, I want to do it from the comforts of my own kitchen and my own couch. So I've got a couple of products for you. Gardein, plant-based meat alternatives. Going to be a big hit on game day. They got chicken, beef, pork, fish, all. I mean, it's delicious. It really tastes like meat. They've got the crispy chicken sliders, spicy chicken wings, Nashville, hot chicken tenders. Whether your vegan friends or your veggie friends are coming over, or just anybody, your friends in general, Gardein is perfect for everyone. Gardein.com for more information. Everybody loves snacks. Snacks are better when you have dip. That's science. Hidden Valley Ranch is the number one ranch mix used in restaurants across America. You can have that same ranch style deliciousness from Hidden Valley Ranch with their signature buttermilk recipe. Whether you're dipping pizza, wings, or veggies, everything's better with Hidden Valley Ranch. And they want to help. They want you to help them find your favorite ranch, your restaurant ranch across America. So all you have to do is go to hiddenvalley.com/restaurant-ranch and vote for your favorite restaurant ranch for a chance to win $5,000 in a year's supply of ranch. And no party's complete without chili. And when it comes to chili, it's all about the beans. bushes. They've been around for over 100 years. You know they're baked beans. Well, their chili beans are slow simmered, full of flavor, perfect for spicing up any party. Great recipes on their website, like three bean chili, white chicken chili, pumpkin chili. Bushbeans.com for more information. Make your best chili better with Bush's. And then lastly, you've got to have the great TV, the GOAT of all TVs, LG OLED. TV experts says it's the number one TV of 2019. The LG OLED C9 4K TV, over a billion rich colors. It's beautiful. I wish you could see it. A beautiful, stunning picture. Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, which allows for the voice control. You don't have to take your eyes off the action. 55, 65, or 77-inch televisions from LG. Check them out at LG.com. That's the whole thing.
That is 1 minute and 53 seconds of pure brilliance. By Mark Schlereth, getting all the plugs in. Well done, as always, my man. It is always fun to catch up. Thanks so much for doing it for us today.
My pleasure. Be well.
You too. Mark Schlereth joining us this morning on the DA Show. That was a big, big, big segment for Mraz. He had a couple of wins in there. Number one, Schlereth voted Philly cheesesteak dip over jalapeno popper wontons because it had the beef. That was big for you.
Take that for data.
But then also, number two, he pimped out the TV that you bought for your brand new game room.
That's right. That's 70-inch LG. That's the one I'm rocking with, baby. You'll be watching Giants-Pats on that tonight.
Unfortunately, more evidence, this truly is Oinktober.
It's Oinktober. Welcome to Oinktober. Also, he loves dips. You poo-pooed. It's just a dip. This guy loves his dips. And are you going to trust stink or are you going to trust moose?
It sounded like he really loved his dips. I mean, he's talking about dips in a really passionate way. Sounds like he's a big dip guy.
He's a big dip guy. And Mark Schlereth is who you trust in that spot. So I think I've gotten all A's now in Football Foods of the Week.
It is. Welcome to Oinktober.
Dude, you got to chill.
It is. It is dangerous. It's dangerous out here in these streets. Truly dangerous. Rob tweets, DA, money aside, whose career would you rather have had, Kershaw or Schilling? Three rings to nothing, and Schilling proved to be money pitcher over and over again, including a couple of baseball folklore performances, 180 the opposite of Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, I mean, let's take politics and being the epicenter of controversy and saying some really damaging things to certain people that make them hate you. Let's take that part of it out. Just the baseball career? Yeah, you'd rather be Curt Schilling and have the rings and the glory and not be in Cooperstown versus all of this regular season success that gets you to Cooperstown, but consistently miserable when the season was over. I mean, looking at Clayton Kershaw yesterday on that bench last night after giving up those two solo jobs, he was the loneliest man in America. He knew. He knew that was the game. And he knew he was the reason that they lost. And my guess is he would trade all of those regular season wins, all of the Cy Youngs, all the All-Star game appearances. He would trade it all for one World Series. It's why I feel so bad for guys that have great careers and simply cannot win a ring, is because that they've done everything right their entire lives. They've done everything right from a physical standpoint, an athletic standpoint, a teammate standpoint, done everything right, except they don't have that final little piece of their career. But that little piece, in many ways, is the only thing that could bring them ultimate happiness. And imagine dedicating your life to something and doing it so incredibly well, you're part of the top 1.000001% of the entire world's population, but you're still dissatisfied because you don't have that one little thing, because that one little thing would have brought all of the happiness, made it all worth it. I mean, that's Clayton Kershaw today. Training, regimen, focus, discipline, ability, commitment. He's done it all. He's been a good teammate. He's been a good ambassador for the team. He's been a good community guy. He's done everything right. He's going to go to Cooperstown and be one of the best pitchers of his generation, if not the best pitcher of his generation. And if last night is indicative of what his future is, in terms of Octobers because he's not getting any younger, he'll never truly be satisfied or have that moment of happiness. It's why the Alexander Ovechkin story and guys like that, it's so powerful. It's why I can't relate to the teams and the players that keep stacking championships, collecting all the hardware. Because Tom Brady doesn't need another championship. Bill Belichick doesn't need another title. But guys that have never tasted that, a guy like Kershaw last night, that breaks his soul. More on that moment with CJ Nitkowski next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.